Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. My own experience suggests that food makes a huge difference in the quality of your life. Not you know, in, and you know, you can it can determine how much how much disease you have, or how you know the problems that you have. Eating right, you feel better. It can cause conditions. It can reverse conditions depending upon what you have. Over the last couple of years, I've managed to reverse type 2 diabetes, a disease that the typical medical establishment says does not get better. It typically gets progressively worse. I don't know what the statistics are in the people that reverse it. I imagine those numbers are going up as people are finding out on the interwebs about different dietary patterns that do reverse that. I personally went lower carb, high fat. I got rid of the sugars, the grains, and the seed oils, and those numbers started reversing. I don't think it's the only way to do it. That's just one way to do it. But the reverse can certainly happen too, and sometimes it can happen very badly. I mean, there's people change their dietary approach because they think that one approach is healthy, and then they experience issues, and then they switch, and then all of a sudden all these conditions that they've had for a long time get better. There's somebody I follow on Twitter, for instance, that had intractable seizures from epilepsy, and she went on a ketogenic diet and is seizure free and hasn't had any issues and doesn't take medication, and it's amazing, right? So the right food can do a whole lot for your health and your well-being and everything, but it can also do the reverse. A story that came across recently was a teenager that would only eat potato products mostly because of texture issues. It's like, I only like this food, and it's the only thing I'm willing to eat. And lo and behold, they developed a form of neuropathy in their eyes. It's rare that happens, but it can. And it caused blindness. Now that's and that rarely happens, and it happens because there's certain nutrients that they weren't getting in the diet, and you don't get those nutrients, and all of a sudden weird things start happening. I mean, just from my own experience, before I got my butt into the doctor and went and got, and was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, I was having, I was having issues with sleep. I was having migraines, which, that's a thing, right? I also had fluid retention in my legs, and none of those things are great. And obviously I had type 2 diabetes in addition to that. Now I've gotten rid of all those things, through diet. I've only in the last several months started exercising. It wasn't something I was doing initially, but I reversed a lot of the weight, or dropped a bunch of weight. Again, weight can be a sign that something is right or not. It's not, that's the other thing too, is that weight loss becomes really easy when you're eating right. But also the weight doesn't fully tell the tale either, because two people weighing the same weight and the same height could have a very different body compositions. And if you've got a 200 pounds, for instance, which is about 92 kilos, I think, give or take, you could have a very different, you could have different, very different build, at a given height, with different amounts of muscle and fat, and look very different. The weight doesn't tell all the story. It's one of the things. There's also various metabolic markers, like your blood sugar on a regular, your blood sugar trends, because blood sugar at one point in time is it's only a moment in time. It does not fully tell the tale, but if you can you keep them in a certain range over a certain time, then that gives you an idea of where you're at. Likewise your weight, and blood pressure. There's plenty of things that you can measure, and also what's your waist size, right? Because again, two people at the same weight could have a different waist size, and actually the a better measure than what you know what they call the BMI, the body mass index, is what is actually the height waist ratio, right? And so waist height ratio, sorry. And by the way, that works whether whether you do imperial measurements or you're doing metric measurements, it's the ratio. And if you and if it's under 0.5, which is that's an optimal range. And I'm getting pretty close to that value. It's I'm not there yet, but I'm slowly but surely my weight is actually coming down, which is nice. I feel like my waist is getting smaller too. But it's slow but sure. It's not I can't say it's happening as fast as I'd like. But I've been metabolically broken for decades, and so it's going to take some time for everything to heal and get better. So, trust the process. And really your diet determines a whole lot. And I'm not going to try and tell you that one particular eating pattern is better than another. You're going to figure that for yourself. What's in common, right? With the successful eating patterns is just getting rid of the food that is, getting rid of the processed food and going whole food and whether you eat plants or animals or a mix, that's kind of up to you, I guess. But it's just you got if you're having issues, maybe that you can't figure out. Maybe it is your diet, and that's probably the easiest thing to start with. I mean, what was it? Let food be thy medicine, and let thy medicine be thy food, or something. I don't remember who said that, but food is definitely important and really determines a lot of your health.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.